Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Many of our most cherished Christmas traditions have really nothing to do with Christianity, and everything to do with the underlying pagan traditions that celebrated the winter solstice and the return of the so-called unconquerable sun. As in burning bright thing that warms our planet, not necessarily the Son of God. Perhaps one of the most exciting historical winter solstice celebrations is the infamous Roman holiday of Saturnalia. This was both a gigantic fair and a festival of the home. Riotous merrymaking took place, and the halls of the houses were decked with boughs of laurel and evergreen trees. These trees were brought in by the Roman citizenry in the hopes that they would guard the life essences of the plants until spring. As one comic put it, our Christmas tradition is based on an act of sympathetic magic. According to Janet Shotwell, lamps were kept burning to ward off the spirits of darkness. Schools were closed, the army rested, and no criminals were executed. Friends visited one another, bringing good luck gifts of fruitcakes, candles, dolls, jewelry, and incense, and processions of people with masked or blackened faces and fantastic hats danced through the streets. The custom of murmurs, that is, visiting their neighbors in costume, which is still alive in Newfoundland, is descended from these mass processions. But one of the most egalitarian aspects of Saturnalia was a sit-down feast shared by masters and slaves. In fact, during the festivities, slaves were given the freedom to do and say whatever they liked. A mock king was even appointed to take charge of the rebels, and from this fantastic class reversal developed the so-called Lord of Misrule of medieval Christmas festivities. This is Jack R. Johnson, wishing you a happy winter solstice.